Welcome to your coronavirus update for Thursday, December 17th, 2020, from the Recording Library of West Texas. I'm Michael. Coming up today, we don't have very many stories, but we do have an article that compares the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, which is interesting. And we also have a piece about the ethical questions in regards to vaccinating people in long-term care facilities. Most of our news today comes from the headlines, so we'll get to those right after we look at today's numbers. From the Odessa American, Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 10,977. Ector County negative, 36,740 out of 48,426 tested, with 529 pending, 162 deaths. Recovered, 9,301. Active, 1,514. ECISD daily cases, 4 students, 1 staff. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, for the first time since at least late October, the Midland Health Department reported fewer than 100 COVID-19 cases on a Tuesday. The 97 cases were 19 less than last week and brought the total number of cases confirmed and unconfirmed to 12,045. That includes the 10,022 cases that have been confirmed, according to the city. It also reads that Midland Health has converted beds in the hospital from COVID status to regular status, which officials believe will help with increasing occupancy, even as those with COVID-19 are dropping. Midland Health officials started converting 14 beds, including 4 in the ICU, to regular status because of need. That need could be seen Wednesday as the daily report as 255 of the 295 rooms are occupied, according to Midland Health. That is an 86% occupancy rate. The number of rooms occupied by COVID patients is 77, 19 in the critical care unit, and 58 in the COVID ward. MISD cases have dropped to the lowest number since October. 3 schools reported 42% of the COVID cases inside Midland ISD this past week, according to information from the district's website. The 100 total cases, students and staff, reported last week was a 29.5% drop from the previous week and the lowest total for a full week going back to late October. From the Texas Tribune, average new cases in Texas decreased by 97 confirmed cases compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 16th, 14,805 new cases were reported. Hospitalizations increased by 475 patients compared with a week ago. As of December 16th, 9,528 Texans are hospitalized for the coronavirus. Average new deaths stayed the same compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 16th, 252 new deaths were reported. And now the coronavirus briefs. California reported a massive 53,711 new coronavirus infections Wednesday, a roughly 50% jump from the state's recent averages. With ICU wards packed and deaths at record levels, the nation's richest and largest state has become the new epicenter of the U.S. outbreak. If California were a country, it would be among the world leaders in new coronavirus cases, ahead of India, Germany, and Britain. The United States as a whole surpasses 17 million COVID-19 cases. Wednesday was also the deadliest day for the United States to date, with at least 3,367 fatalities reported across the country. The CDC forecast now projects up to 391,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. by January 9th. A panel of experts is meeting today to review the Moderna vaccine, which could get emergency clearance from the Food and Drug Administration as soon as Friday. It would be the second vaccine authorized for use in the United States. The FDA said pharmacists can draw additional doses from vials of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine authorized last week, potentially expanding the country's supply by millions of doses. A second person at a hospital in Alaska had an adverse reaction after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, although it was not as serious as the first one. At least 5,200 healthcare workers in New York City have been vaccinated for COVID-19, with more yet to come, Mayor Bill de Blasio said Thursday. Vice President Pence is set to receive a vaccine shot live on camera Friday, the White House said. Officials from the Biden transition team said the president-elect could get one, too, as soon as next week. New research from Germany found evidence that the bodies of some COVID-19 victims are contagious for days after death, raising health concerns for frontline workers. Moderna says two allergic reactions during trials were not related to the vaccine. Moderna has additional COVID-19 vaccine trials planned for children and cancer patients. The FDA is encouraging medical providers to watch for allergic reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer says there have been no production or shipment delays involving COVID-19 vaccine. Now here are some short pieces. The pandemic raging in the U.S. is still far from over, from CNN's Christina Matsouris. The United States on Wednesday reported record numbers for COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths ahead of a key meeting for what could be the country's second coronavirus vaccine to get the green light. The first vaccinations and possible emergency use authorization for Moderna are all good news, but the pandemic raging in the U.S. is still far from over and more brutal than ever. Rising cases. While there's been some progress in slowing the spread of the virus in northern and central U.S., according to the White House Coronavirus Task Force, cases are still surging in more populated states. Stabilization in the northern plains, upper Midwest, and some Rocky Mountain and Heartland states are being offset by significant deterioration in more populous states, 82% of the population. Reports sent to states by the task force and obtained by CNN said. Travel decisions. Americans have important choices to make. The upcoming holidays could help drive another surge of cases, hospitalizations, and inevitably deaths if people opt to travel and gather again. And the worst is yet to come. California. As Los Angeles County health officials continue to report exploding case numbers, Health Services Director Dr. Christina Gailey attributed the surge to residents gathering over the Thanksgiving holiday, despite repeated pleas to stay home. Gailey added, saying, "We are still in for a very rough few weeks at least, and potentially through January." Northeast and Midwest. Governors across these regions issued a video message this week, encouraging residents to double down on safety measures and reconsider their holiday plans. If you are planning to travel or gather with other households for the holidays, we urge you to reconsider, the governors said. Just one infection can cause an outbreak in your community, which could overwhelm our hospitals and put you and your loved ones at risk. Curfews. In hopes of helping curb the spread around the holidays, El Paso County Judge Ricardo Sanmaniego announced curfews from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., lasting from December 23rd to December 26th, and from December 30th to January 4th. Moderna versus Pfizer, comparing the vaccines, from CNN's Eric Levinson and Jacqueline Howard. Moderna's coronavirus vaccine candidate is similar to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine that was authorized and shipped out to the first Americans earlier this week. But there are a few key differences. Most importantly, Moderna's vaccine can be stored in normal freezers and does not require a super cold transportation network, making it more accessible for smaller facilities and local communities. Here's a look about what we know about both of them. Efficacy. Both Moderna's and the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine have shown similar efficacy levels of near 95%. They appear to be roughly equivalent, said Dr. Paul Offit, a member of the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee, during an appearance on CNN's New Day on Tuesday. Structure. Both vaccines rely on mRNA, or messenger RNA, to work, although with slightly different structures and makeup. Even though they're both messenger RNA vaccines, they're really different messenger RNA molecules. They have different so-called lipid delivery systems, meaning the sort of fatty droplet in which the messenger RNA is located, Offit said on Monday. That's why they have different storage and handling characteristics. Cold storage. Most importantly, Moderna's vaccine does not need to be kept at super cold temperatures, like Pfizer's. The Pfizer vaccine needs to be stored at about minus 75 degrees Celsius, about 50 degrees colder than any vaccine currently used in the U.S. The vaccine can be put in the refrigerator for only up to 5 days before it expires. To accommodate that, the CDC created a complex set of handling and storage requirements known as the cold chain that included expensive ultra-cold freezers and lots of dry ice. In contrast, Moderna's vaccine can be kept at about minus 20 degrees Celsius, or about the temperature of a home freezer, according to Moncef Slaoui, the head of the U.S. effort to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. Moderna's vaccine can also be kept in a refrigerator for 30 days before it expires. So that's more manageable and much more commonly available, Slaoui said Tuesday. The differences suggest that Pfizer's vaccine may be used more for major institutions with established infrastructure, like hospitals, while Moderna's may be more useful to smaller facilities, like a local chain or pharmacist. Dosage and timing. Moderna's vaccine is administered as 2 100-microgram doses given 28 days apart. Pfizer's vaccine is administered as 2 30-microgram doses given 21 days apart. Age. If authorized, the Moderna vaccine would be used in people 18 and older, while the Pfizer vaccine was authorized for people 16 and older. Vaccinating long-term care residents is urgent, but it may also raise tricky ethical issues. From CNN's Judith Graham, Kaiser Health News. About 3 million people, most of them elderly, live in nursing homes, assisted living centers, and group homes, where more than 105,000 residents have died of COVID-19. They should be among the first Americans to receive vaccines, along with healthcare workers, according to recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and various state plans. But long-term care residents' participation in the fastest and most extensive vaccination effort in U.S. history is clouded by a significant complication. More than half have cognitive impairment or dementia. This raises a number of questions. Will all older adults in long-term care understand the details of the vaccines and be able to consent to getting them? If individual consent isn't possible, how will families and surrogate decision makers get the information they need on a timely basis? And what if surrogates don't agree with the decision an elderly person has made and try to intervene? Imagine that the patient who has some degree of cognitive impairment says yes to the vaccine, but the surrogate says no and tells the nursing home, "How dare you try to do this?" said Altra Charo, a professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Law School. And finally, analysis. Glimmers of progress and stimulus negotiations as Trump's election sideshow drags on. Analysis from CNN's Maeve Reston. For the first time in months, there were small signs of a functioning U.S. government Wednesday as congressional leaders negotiated a COVID-19 relief package and millions of vaccine doses were shipped out under the watchful eye of officials with Operation Warp Speed while carrying out contingency planning for delays due to the winter storm. It was a glimmer of hope for progress after 4 years in which President Donald Trump has sowed dysfunction at every turn, a sign that perhaps America can eventually move beyond his politics of destruction. COVID stimulus package. Congressional leaders from both parties said they were making progress in crafting a package after months of a stalemate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that leaders made major headway toward hammering out a targeted pandemic relief package that would be able to pass both chambers with bipartisan majorities. The two most controversial sticking points, COVID-19 liability protections for corporations and businesses, and direct aid to state and local governments that are struggling with lost revenue and decimated budgets after this year's closures, have largely been set aside from the main consensus package. That has allowed negotiators to focus on how much they should spend on direct payments to struggling Americans. With an overarching price tag of around $900 billion, the package is expected to include an additional $300 a week in jobless benefits and $330 billion for small business loans, as well as for critically needed funds for schools and vaccine distribution throughout the country. Members are weighing whether to issue a new round of stimulus checks to Americans, $600 per individual, an amount that some progressive members, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, view as insufficient. And that is your coronavirus update for this Thursday, December 17th, 2020, from the Recording Library of West Texas. Coming up, we will bring you some music of the season, Christmas music, to take us up to 2 o'clock, at which time we'll bring you more national news with USA Today. At 3 o'clock, it's our local news broadcast, and here are some of the articles that our volunteer readers are looking at today. From the front page of the Midland Reporter-Telegram, coronavirus, Midland Memorial Hospital, fewer beds being assigned to COVID patients. Overall occupancy numbers at Midland Memorial still at 86%. Election, Booker says win over Fuller was a surprise. Coronavirus, MISD cases dropped to lowest number since October. From the Odessa American front page, Hoven first Hispanic mayor of Odessa. New mayor says he wants spending investigation. Spreading the word. New director looks to promote share. And standardized test results gloomy. Those are some of the local articles our readers will have for you this afternoon at 3 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, it's the Wall Street Journal with more national news. And then at 7 o'clock, we have a really special Texas Monthly Archives program for you this week. It will be a Christmas-themed program that several of our volunteers have been working on with Christmas-related articles from past editions of Texas Monthly Magazine. So Texas Monthly Archives at 7 o'clock tonight, and then it will, of course, be repeated at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon and at 1 o'clock Monday morning. Thank you, as always, for joining us. Be well and have a great day.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Need help? Know someone who does? If you or someone you care about are feeling overwhelmed with emotions like sadness, depression, or anxiety, or you feel like you want to harm yourself or others, call 911. Call the Disaster Distress Helpline at 800-985-5900 or call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. This week on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, we continue our series of movies set at Christmas with the audio described Love Actually.
General opinion is starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello, David. I mean, sir. Shit, I can't believe I just said that. And I've gone and said shit twice. I'm so sorry, sir.
It's fine, it's fine. I'm good as a and then we'd have been in real trouble.
Thank you, sir. I did have an awful premonition I was going to up on my first day.
But you never talked to me.
You don't like me.
It's a self-preservation thing, you see.
Got some terrible news today.
Let's have it.
Joanna's going back to America.
Your girl's American?
Yes, she's American. She's not my girl. And she's going back to America. That's the end of my life as I know it.
American girls would seriously dig me with my cute British accent.
You don't have a cute British accent.
Yes, I do. I'm going to America.
Imagine your husband bought a gold necklace and come Christmas gave it to somebody else. Would you stay? Knowing life would always be a little bit worse.
You're too young to be in love.
No.
Ask me anything you like, I'll tell you the truth.
The best shag you ever had?
Britney Spears.
Wow.
No, any kidding. She was rubbish.
Hugh Grant, Colin Firth, Emma Thompson, Liam Neeson, Keira Knightley, and more star in the audio-described Love Actually, Saturday night at 7 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news.
Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and there to listen to hear. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
May those days, may your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmas is be white.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well,
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move been close.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
reeling like a merry-go-round. Bed Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa meant to make it in town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, reeling like a merry-go-round.
Sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very, very Merry Christmas to you.
childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now and still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list, not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lies torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal. Lovely wrapped beneath a tree, but heaven only knows the packages and bones can never heal a hurting human soul. No more lies torn apart, that wars would never stop, and time would heal.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the
year. Spin it, yes. got a single furry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. Climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on the evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sing on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 55 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-40s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Melanie, and I'm reading articles from